Hello and welcome again to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Germ Busters. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday to Friday I bring you English to wake up your language learning skills. Germ Busters. In the kitchen yesterday, I was considering all of the language that we are exposed to around the house. Containers of food and cleaning fluids can all teach us a lot of new language. Even some small appliances often have instructions of some kind on them. When I'm at the kitchen sink, which is very often, I use all sorts of liquids for all of the cleaning that I do. My dish soap is antibacterial. Then I have a hand sanitizer that you can use without water. Even some of the hand creams that I put on after washing have antibacterial properties. One item that is very popular among housewives are the wipes. They come in a large plastic cylindrical container. They are disposable, already wet, and either have bleach or alcohol in them, so they blast germs wherever you wipe. They are so convenient to use in almost any room in the house, especially the particularly germy rooms, like the bathroom and kitchen. I remember about 10 years ago, there was an E. coli outbreak in one of the fast food chains here in the US. Jack in the Box, the American food chain, almost came to ruin because of the scandal. And when I say scandal, it really is. If a chain of restaurants is unclean or serving unclean food, it took years for the company to come back and start getting customers again. This and other incidences have caused standards of cleanliness in restaurants to go up, partly because the restaurants can easily be sued if people get ill. We expect the places where we eat to be very clean, even if the food is no good. And so it is at home. When flu season gets here, we take extra precautions. Hand washing, avoiding people who are sick, and using antibacterial wipes everywhere. When I volunteer at my children's school, I often think that hand washing should be part of the daily curriculum, because so many children have runny noses and coughs. Classrooms are a breeding ground for germs. But at least at home, I can do my part and go to war against the germs. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. To volunteer. You don't get paid for volunteering, but it's very satisfying. You don't get paid for volunteering, but it's very satisfying. To be exposed to. You need to put on your face mask. You mustn't be exposed to this gas. You need to put on your face mask. You mustn't be exposed to this gas. Disposable. We can throw these cups in the rubbish bin. They are disposable. We can throw these cups in the rubbish bin. They are disposable. Precaution. She always takes the precaution of double-checking the meat for freshness. She always takes the precaution of double-checking the meat for freshness. That's the end of another podcast for you. I hope this is meeting your need of English. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to either put a comment on the blog or to go ahead and email me at acupofenglish@live.com. Until tomorrow, take care. Bye-bye.